Hey, y'all. Okay, so now that you have the information on your Myers-Briggs and you know which of the 16 personality types that you most connect with, now we're going to go into a second layer of that, which is called cognitive functions. Now, there is a ton of research out there on cognitive functions. It is also the foundation of Myers-Briggs that we talked about at the beginning when I was telling you the history of Carl Jung and the work that he did on psychological functions. That is what we call cognitive functions. And there are 8 cognitive functions. And I am going to post a really general description of those cognitive functions and where they come from. But I'm also going to go a step further and share with you the personality hackers' information and work that they have done on cognitive functions, because I love it. They have taken those 8 cognitive functions and they have given them nicknames. So here we go back to these archetypes, these ideas of archetypes. And I love the nicknames that they give them. And I have an article that I will post that you can read through about the nicknames that they use. And this is the Personality Hacker website that I talked about in the Myers-Briggs, the couple, Joel and Antonia. And then they go a step further and they talk about each of the 16 personality types has their own set of cognitive functions that support the learning, mental processes, all, you know, once you read about the cognitive functions, you will see all the different things that you can hone in on regarding your personality and how you make decisions and how you process information. And so with that, they went a step further and they created this great visual called the car model. And in the car model, they have taken the cognitive functions that go along with each personality type, and they explain it from the perspective of a car ride. And this idea that you have 4 passengers in your car that represent the mental processes that influence you most based on that Myers-Briggs type that you are. And they say in the front seat, you have a driver, and then next to the driver is the navigator or a co-pilot. And then behind the co-pilot is your 10-year-old. And then behind the driver is a 3-year-old. And I love this because, well, first of all, I love it because when I read it, I'm like, oh my God, yes, that is totally true about my life and how I handle situations. And it also helps me, or it has personally helped me in the work that I have done with trauma in my past and how I handle certain things as an adult and how they trigger back to my own mental processes and how it's just such a fascinating lens to look at it through. And so I recommend that you all look at it through because it offers, another layer of deepening that understanding of why you do the things you do. And this work can be really triggering. And so I just always ask that you offer yourself grace as you go through this. And if you have the feeling that comes up that like, nah, this isn't right, sit with that, because that is something to work on and to drop into, is the triggers of I don't agree and it's not right and that is not who I am. This is a really, all of these techniques are really great offerings and tools to dive into the why you don't agree. And that can in and of itself be work that you do to connect to why you don't agree. And you can actually delve into your own history and pull up and trace and find the archives within yourself that are there. And maybe the societal expectations that maybe you took on or are ready to shed, or maybe you don't want to move forward and do that work. And that is okay too. But for anybody that does and is interested in that, this is a really fantastic deep dive tool that you can use. So, this is going to be just a lot of your own work here. I'm not going to talk that much about it because it's really, really intricate, and you could do an entire, like, you could like study this in school and people do, but this is just kind of a snippet and some of my favorite tools. So go learn about cognitive functions, the article, that's the overview. Then I recommend second you read the Personality Hacker article, which is titled, I have to look at the title, Why Personality Hacker Uses Nicknames for the 8 Jungian Cognitive Functions. And they have like a really fantastic wheel that I will also include a PDF for if I can find it. And then I'd love for you to read the Personality Hacker article, Personality Development Tools, the CAR model, where they give the description of it. And then you can go into Personality Hacker under your personality type resources, and you can actually find the in-depth information about your personality type, including your specific CAR model information, which is so insightful. And I highly recommend that you do that as well. I also will leave you and let me also say that Personality Hackers, when you go to your personality type resource and you click on it, you not only get the information, some basic information, you get articles that link directly to your type, and you get the podcasts that have to do with your type that you can go through. So there's so much to dive into if this is your game, like if you like... if you are enjoying this modality. And then you can also look up your CAR model. It is on the, when you look in the Personality Hackers, it's over on the right-hand side, I believe it's on the right-hand side. Anyway, it's linked in there. Based on your personality type. All right. I think that is all I want to share for cognitive functions. So enjoy the rabbit hole. Cheers.